You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Girls on the Run is a nonprofit with groups throughout the United States, including right here in Idaho. It works to encourage preteen girls to develop self-respect and healthy lifestyles through dynamic, interactive lessons, as well as running games. And it all culminates with a celebratory 5K run at the end of the season. In the Treasure Valley alone, there will be 23 Girls on the Run sites this season. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Tony Ramey, Executive Director of Girls on the Run Treasure Valley. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So here in the Treasure Valley, it's been Girls on the Run's been going on for about a decade or so, correct?
It's actually been 18 years.
18 years.
Yes.
And how did Girls on the Run get started? Because like I said, this is across the country.
So we actually had a group of three women that were working together at St. Luke's, and they were working on the fitness celebration there. And they had heard at one of the conferences they went to from Molly Barker, the founder, about her group and what she was trying to do to bring the positive power of running and self-esteem that she learned from her running journey and came out of some personal challenges. And she had turned that into a program that she was using with young girls and trying to bring the same life lessons and competencies and confidence building to young girls.
So talk to me about the mission of Girls on the Run, because, I mean, you have a mission statement. I mean, very specific goals.
Sure. So at Girls on the Run, our mission is to inspire girls to be joyful, healthy, and confident using a curriculum that is fun and experience-based and creatively integrates running as a tool.
So Girls on the Run is focusing mainly on girls between third and sixth grade, correct?
So we actually have two programs, and the program that is called Girls on the Run itself focuses on girls that are in third through fifth grade.
Okay.
And then we also have a smaller program that takes the same themes in the curriculum and takes that to girls in sixth through eighth grades and just deals with those same lessons at a more developmentally appropriate level. We go a little bit deeper into themes like friendship and self-image and things like that, that girls that are in middle school really have a need to go into in more depth.
I'm talking with Tony Ramey. She's the Executive Director of Girls on the Run Treasure Valley. So tell me then exactly how it works, because this is seasonal, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we actually run two seasons a year, and Girls on the Run and Heart and Soul, it's a 10-week after-school program. Most of our sites tend to be schools, not all, but schools work well because then kids can go right to it after school and not have to worry about transportation. And it's a 10-week season, and teams will meet twice a week after school for about 90 minutes. And we have teams of very well-trained volunteer coaches that work with the girls and implement a curriculum that there's three sections to the curriculum. And the first section really focuses on self-care, self-awareness, girls getting to know and value themselves. The second part of the curriculum focuses on relationships and how girls can select healthy relationships and be a positive contributor to those relationships. Be it a relationship in a classroom with a classmate, be it with a sibling, be it with adults like teachers or parents, and how they can actually be intentional about really contributing positively to those relationships. And then the third part of the curriculum focuses on celebrating and sharing our strengths. And that's where the girls design and implement a community impact project. So it's girl-led. The girls decide what they want to do to make a positive impact on their community. And sometimes that's at their school. Sometimes that's in the broader community. And they use the life skills from the curriculum that they've learned to really decide what they want to do and implement. And then throughout that 10-week program, the girls are also working up to having enough experience with running and building enough endurance so they are ready for what we call our celebratory 5K event. We don't call it a race at the end of the season. And running in our program is used for a number of reasons. One, it's a really important contributor to being a healthy individual. And especially in today's world, we want girls to understand that they have a responsibility to take care of themselves. And exercise is one component. physical activity also is a learning aid. If you can integrate physical activity with a curriculum, girls and kids in general, they retain things better. They can integrate and use those skills better when they take it away from whatever environment in which they learned it in. And then thirdly, running is a great metaphor. When they complete and they cross the finish line of a 5K, and for many of our girls who are from 8 to 10 years old, this is the first time that they've ever done anything like this.
Right.
And many times they don't even have anyone in their family that's completed a 5K. So when they cross that finish line, just their sense of accomplishment and pride that they have in working towards something that they thought was going to be difficult, they can take that away from Girls on the Run and use that for anything else they're finding difficult.
So when we talk about the running part of it, so do they run, since you said they meet twice a week, I mean, is there a running component every time during that? So even if a girl has never, you know, run like this.
Yes. Much like the Couch to 5K programs that some of us adults might have, this program is open to girls of all abilities. And frankly, some girls sign up and ask to sign up for the program because they're excited about running. And some girls, you know, they get signed up by a big person in their life, be it a parent, be it a grandparent, because they're looking for a positive place for their kids to be after school. Mm. And they may not have an interest or any experience in running. It doesn't matter what their ability is coming in, and it doesn't matter how fast they complete a 5K. It's just they set a goal of completing it, and whatever their goal is, we work to help them achieve that.
And you spoke about the volunteers, and this is a critical component of Girls on the Run.
Absolutely. From a staffing standpoint, we have one person who actually runs the program in the Treasure Valley. And each year we reach about 800 girls and deliver the program to 800 girls throughout the Treasure Valley. And that is done by very dedicated volunteers. And some of those volunteers who coach are parents. Mm-hmm. Some are teachers who have already spent the day, you know, interacting with kids in the classroom, and they choose to stay after and be a coach for Girls on the Run because they see the impact that it has on girls in their classroom. And that impact goes beyond the girls that participate in the program because they bring those skills into the classroom and spread those, you know, to other kids in the classroom. And they do it because they see the value there. And then we also have community members who aren't parents, who aren't teachers, who either, you know, just want to give back to youth in some way, or they're people that have gotten something from running in their own life and they want to share that passion with girls.
And how does the season work? Are you going into a season right now?
We are. So right now we are about a week and a half away from starting our spring season. So we work with schools and kind of get coaches trained and have the schools publicize to families in the area that it's taking place. And then one thing I should point out is that girls don't have to go to the school where Girls on the Run is being held to participate in Girls on the Run. It can be a neighboring school. If their school doesn't have a program, they are welcome to attend wherever is convenient for them.
So if you want your kiddo to sign up for this, how do you find a location? How do you figure out where they should do this?
So our website, which is www.gotrtv, which stands for Girls on the Run Treasure Valley.org, has all the information. If you go out there, there's a list of locations, including the school names, the cities, and the days and times that each location meets, because sometimes you have obligations on certain days. So all that's listed out there. And registration also takes place out there on the website.
Is there a fee for kiddos to do this?
There is a fee. And the registration fee is $130 per girl. And that includes the 10 weeks, the 20 lessons. They get a T-shirt, all their materials. They get snacks every day. That includes their 5K entry, their medal. But we also have financial assistance available to any family that needs it. And that information is out on the website as well.
Because you really do a lot with some girls and some schools that, like, maybe Title I, all of that. So even though there is that fee, I just want to get it out there that, there are ways to make sure that all girls can participate.
Absolutely. We want to make this program available to any girl that wants to be a Girl on the Run. And to do that, we have people that believe in our program that can either sponsor a girl to participate. We also have some companies that have stepped up and said, we believe this makes the Treasure Valley a better place. We're going to put some money into the program. And we also do grant funding to make it available at all schools throughout the Treasure Valley, Title I, all over.
And what kind of success stories have you seen come out of this since it's been around for, going on 2 decades?
Yeah, we have some pretty incredible success stories. You know, the reason this program is so relevant right now is that when girls are coming out of childhood and starting to approach the tween years, self-confidence in girls begins to drop by about age 9. 50% of girls between the ages of 10 and 13 have experienced bullying, such as name-calling and exclusion. And we have a number of stories that parents have shared with us. Some girls that have experienced that sort of thing in their school environments have been taken out of those environments, homeschooled, and have used the tools and the skills that they've learned in Girls on the Run to rebuild, you know, kind of their self-esteem. And then when they reenter a school environment, they really have been able to do that with a positive attitude, knowing that they've been successful in this program and taking those skills to kind of rebuild, you know, an experience outside of Girls on the Run.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking more about Girls on the Run. My guest, Executive Director of Girls on the Run Treasure Valley, Toni Ramey. And as you said, Toni, registration is open, so everyone can get online and do that.